Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa. As we go ahead and get into another week's episode here, we have Cynthia Barrow with us, who I know you've got quite the interesting story. So let's jump on in.
My story is a little different because it's a divine intervention in the fact that I was crying and crying in my car for like months. And I said, I really don't want to do this job anymore. I want to get out of the legal field. I've been in it for all my life. I want to do something different. I want to do something with my voice. I've always wanted to do it. I wanted to do it. I wanted to be a newscaster. Let's go back to when I was age 7 and I would mimic all the newscasters, and I wanted to be a broadcaster. I wanted to do that. And people said when I got older, his voice. And I was like, yeah, right. You're just blowing smoke. You know, come on. You probably say that to everybody. So anyway, fast forward, I was on my way to a dental appointment in Philadelphia, and I live in Delaware. So I'm on my way to a dental appointment on a rainy day. I slipped. I fell down in the parking lot. I broke my ankle in 3 places, my tibia, fibula, got my ligaments torn up, 5 minutes from Penn Presbyterian. They ambulanced me over there. I have surgery the next day. I've got a pin. I've got a plate. I've got 9 screws. I've got rehab. They said it's going to take me 18 months to get back. So I had a whole lot of time while I'm convalescing, right? So I'm in the bed and I'm like, I've got nothing to do. I can't move, right? So I'm hopping on 1 foot. I've got a walker. I've got, you know, I can't even go to the bathroom. It's terrible. So I'm all depressed and I'm like, well, what are you going to do with your life? Now, if you don't have, you keep complaining that you don't have time to talk about what you want to do and what direction you want to go in. So I just recently had a big old birthday, and to reveal my age, I turned 61.
I would have never, ever, ever guessed that.
I turned 61, yeah. And so my friends, my good friends, our best friends had retired. We went to Greece in October, and we were like, well, we can't wait for you guys to retire so we could all go out and do more trips like this and all of that. So all of these things started to play in my mind. So actually, next week is my 4th wedding anniversary, 2nd time round, found my soulmate. And I'm laying in this bed and I'm like, you know what? I am going to pursue my dream. This has been my dream forever and ever and ever. And I said, you know, I worked so hard while I was working for law firms and judges and all of that. And I went back to school. I got my master's degree at 54 years old, 58. I was 58. I finished my master's at 54 years old. I started back to school. I went back to school. My daughter and I graduated same day. She got her master's degree. I finished my bachelor's degree.
I try to learn something new right now, and I get in my own head in my own way, and I'm just like, I put it down, and you're going back to school to get a master's at 58. Stop it.
I went back to get my master's because my judge was retiring, and he said, let me give you time to get that, so when you get back out in the field, you'll have this credential, and maybe you can secure a better job and all of that. I graduated with a 4.0 GPA.
Jeez.
I graduated with 3.996 for my bachelor's. So I mean, I really
showered yet, and you're over there doing all that. I haven't even showered yet today.
Doing all that. I'm only dressed from the waist up, but it's okay. I've got a dress on. I've got a dress on, and I'm wearing my favorite shade of lipstick, which is I'm known for my red lips. So put it on a little lightly today. And it's also, let me tell you this, look at this. This is also my dog's favorite shade of lipstick.
Oh, okay.
Because last week for Halloween, he got into my lipstick. It fell on the floor.
Can I
and
ask,
this little guy,
is that a Cavapoo?
It's a Havanese.
Okay. All right. I got a little Cavapoo puppy behind me.
Oh, you do?
We just got him. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I just got mine, and he was my retirement gift for my husband.
Oh,
And I use him actually for rehab. I stopped going to the rehab facility. And now I take my dog out for walks, and he's got me going around. I'm doing 2.5 miles a day, every other day. Yeah. He keeps me so busy. He's 8 months old now. I got him at 4 months. So he keeps me really busy. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know what? I work so hard for these lawyers, and I work so hard, and I do good work. But what I need to do is I need to use that same work ethic, and I need to promote myself. I need to put that energy into doing what I love. And I know I can be successful because I know the work ethic and I know how hard I go for stuff when I'm really in it.
And 100%. You've already been successful because of that work ethic. And, you know, that's the thing. Sometimes, you can just tell, some people, as my fiance likes to say, built different, right?
Yeah.
So it's I would say a go-getter mentality, but it's you don't want to give up on yourself. And when you're passionate about something and you're driven and those things come together, you're going 100 miles an hour and ain't no cop going to stop you. You know what I mean? I've always been that same way. There are certain things that'll slow me down in life, but when it comes to wanting to be successful, and I will do whatever I can to be the best at what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
And I can tell that is the case with you. So I know that it was a year ago that you took the first part of this program.
Yes.
Right. So all this time later, you've done a couple demos and you've gone through the program and tell me, obviously wanting to pursue the dream, and you mentioned newscasting, which, by the way, I can hear that. Your voice does have, there's a smooth, buttery sound to it that it's not local news. It's 48 hours. We're telling a story, I feel like.
Sure.
That's a different story.
Okay.
So now that we're here, you get into the program. I mean, what were the parts of going through this that allowed you to kind of decide, you know what, I just want to explore all of it?
Okay. Well, when I went on this class, I was sent a link from one of my good girlfriends, and she sent me a link, and it was to a segment on, it's called Getting Paid to Talk.
Mm-hmm.
It was through the local community college, and I did it, and it was crazy because on that particular day, and this is how I remember things, it was on that particular day that I got caught up in a work project. And I was late leaving work and I was late signing on to the class. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know how you hit these pivotal moments and you hit these forks in the road. Mm-hmm. So that for me was a fork in the road. And me, I was exhausted. I was tired. I could have easily said, if this wasn't anything I really wanted to pursue, I could have said, you know, it's late. I paid my $49. I'm good on that. I'll catch it next time round. But I really wanted to join. So I joined it and John was on the host and he gave everybody a script and I was trying to catch up without asking questions. And I did the script and I'm practicing it. And I actually counted the number of people. And so when you read off the number of people and when he was going to call, I knew how much time I had. So I took the time and I just did my little spiel and I read it and he goes, your voice is like, and I'm like, come on, seriously, got me to sign up for this thing, signed up. I was gung-ho about it. And then when I broke my ankle, all the enthusiasm kind of left me. I was very in a dark place, but I said, I'm not going to let this stop me. I'm not going to let this stop me. This is maybe the universe's way of telling me to sit down for a moment, sit down and do this. This is something that you can do. So I went, I said, well, let's postpone it for a little while till I get back on my feet. And then once I did it, and when I got to the conversational speaking, because I grew up, I've told you my age, I grew up in the radio, we're on 97.5, that whole voice, that boom, boom, boom. But nowadays, these commercials are all conversational. It's like you're sitting across from someone and you're just telling them a story. And it's so much more believable and it's so much more successful. And so when I was doing all of my readings and I printed out all of my materials, I literally highlighted stuff. I marked up scripts. I did all things. I answered the questions in the workbooks. I mean, I really took it like school. So I approached it that way because I wanted to get every single morsel out of it. I didn't want to skim over. I wanted to read. I wanted to look at every video. I went on other websites and I listened to people's demos and I listened to their approaches. And I really started to study. That's what I'm doing. I'm a student. And so as a student, I approach it as such. What I've done after that is I set a schedule for myself. Although I'm at home and I'm no longer working, I gave my resignation at the end of June. So as of July 1st, I'm kind of semi-retired. I actually have a schedule. So from 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock every day, I study voice. Okay. I read scripts. I go on the websites. I look and see what other people have done. I've joined voices. I've gone on backstage. I've created a website. I even bought a domain. I bought voiceyouneed.com. It's me. You put that in. I've developed a whole web page. You can find my demos on there. I've got my WAV files. I'm converting them to MP3 so I can have other demos. I mean, I'm really trying to do the work. The work is not going, like when I was looking for my husband and people were saying, and that's why I went back to school, because I was divorced. My child had gone to California. I was all alone. And they were like, you think a man is going to come by your house? And just say, hey, Cynthia, you're great. You're awesome. Hey, girl, right. Let's go out. You got to put yourself out there. And you find a man by not looking for a man. So I decided to work inside, right? So I went to school. I joined a gym. I, started getting my hair and my nails. So by doing all of that stuff and investing in myself, I became more attractive. So I was able to attract the person. So if you put in the work, I'm a fervent believer. The work you put in is the work you get out.
100%.
And also, I also said to my husband last night, I said, it's scary. Life is scary. Love is scary. But to put yourself in these positions, you have to be vulnerable. You've got to be vulnerable. It's like a free fall. You've got a free fall. Let it go. It's a risk. But there's so much reward.
Well, and so many people, right? Like, that's the thing is, like, the only way to accomplish anything is try. And you have to be vulnerable. You have to allow yourself that vulnerability. And,
absolutely.
And you also have to allow yourself to potentially, quote, fail. You know,
you do.
It's not necessarily failure. It's a learning experience and it's a step to get to where you need to go. And that just wasn't the right thing in that moment, but it was because it taught you whatever lesson. And now you can go ahead and get to where you're supposed to be. The whole
absolutely.
That path and all those moments, you getting divorced and you going back to school, like, all that was your path. That was what was meant to happen. And for you love yourself inside out. So somebody else could, and now you can go ahead and live your best damn life.
Truly.
And that's what I love about this is that we have so many people that I think are in that same, like a similar process where it's like, I need to do me. I've done for the man, for all this. It's time for me now.
And, exactly. It's so true. And it's 60 years old for me to actually reinvent. I think because in 60 years, I've gained the confidence that I lacked before when I was younger. And I also seek out doing adjunct professor work for my school, for my alma mater, because I wanted to teach a class. I've developed a syllabus on a class on soft skills to help young people navigate life and to teach them little things like pay your interest on your student loans. Don't take them. College isn't for everyone. I've got so many nuggets and morsels, and I've actually been writing this stuff all down and journaling all this stuff down. I've got my dog. He's got stories every day. And I thought I could use my voice in so many ways on social media, for instance, to use my voice, to get my voice out there, but also to be talking and maybe resonating with someone. If one person can resonate with what I'm getting, what I'm saying, and maybe just get something out of it, then I've been successful.
Oh yeah. I very much agree with that. It's your stories, your experiences, people need to hear a lot of them, the good and the bad. So they understand, like, hey, somebody else has gone through this too. Or, this is maybe what I'm going through this right now. Maybe I can take some of what she has said and use this advice. And, because I have that all the time. I try to post all the good and the bad. And I'm typically a pretty positive person. So I have that positive spin on things. But, over the course of time, people who have followed me on social media and stuff, they're always like, I love your outlook. I'm so glad to, hear that you're talking about such a tough subject, but I love your approach. And these things are just important because some things people shy away from.
Absolutely.
But then we don't know how to tackle it, And so it's the more we talk, the better it gets. And I think, that's, the beautiful part about what you're saying is all of this, like, you know, while you're going and approaching and potentially, you know, throwing yourself out there to get voice work, guess what? Yeah. You've got all of this stuff that you're currently telling me that you can turn into your own voice project.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's like, maybe it's a podcast series. Maybe it's just, you know, a YouTube tutorial of sorts.
Yes.
A series of TikToks. Like, I mean, you know, it might not make you money instantly, but it's something that can grow into such a huge platform for you.
Absolutely. And I've taken steps to that. I've actually started, I've created my Instagram page because I used to do cooking prior to COVID. I was doing cooking and I had a page and it was called My Husband's Phil and I'm Sin and We're Sinful. We're Sinful Delights. That's our handle on X, on Twitter. So I built that from nothing, zero followers, went up to 1,500, then COVID hit. But I used to do food and talk about little videos and things like that. So now I'm in the midst of creating my own TikTok page, just Cynthia Barrow. And in that page, I love to crochet. I make homemade dog food. I do crazy little things. My life isn't all great. We have, you know, like issues with that and all the things that the adverse things that I've gone through, all the hardships, the heartbreaks and all of that. But that's what makes me me. Yeah. And that's why I am so grateful that I'm still here with this sunny disposition, having gone through all of that. I can tell people I've walked the walk. I've been through it, but look at me. It doesn't have to hold you down. Don't let anything hold you down and you can do whatever you want to do. I preach this to my kids. I preach it to anybody that'll listen. I try to be a light, but also too, like you said, not shying away from the hard topics as well, because there are lessons in that to be learned too. Yes. So, yeah, but all the Teddy, I've created a page for Teddy on TikTok. I can't wait to get in that.
Oh, I know. I got to do that for this one.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to be the narrator for Teddy the Tiny Dancer. That's his name. And so I'm going to be talking through Teddy. That's the voice that I'm going to plan to do. I've got so many things.
You've got the thinking outside the box mentality that so many people are like, they struggle to figure out, you know, how to think outside that box. And, you know, just even hearing all this, like, you know, it's like a giant list of all these things that you're creating for yourself. It could be very inspirational for somebody who's just trying to figure out how to get started. You know,
absolutely. So
what's the thing that you tackle first? That's the question, I guess.
So the thing I tackle first is I think I need to be able to learn how to navigate this whole voice thing. I need to be able to know what is it like to go on. I'd love to just talk to people, hear questions and answer, and, you know, like the podcasty in that lane kind of a thing, just to kind of get used to it, get a regimen, get familiarize myself with the whole process of it. From there, I think I can go off into like, you know, YouTube. I don't know. YouTube is a little video. I have to get lipstick on every day kind of thing. But I like the TikTok because they're short little videos. I can do stuff like that and just something humorous and just get the word out. That's all. If someone said, what's your dream? Mm-hmm. Honestly, my dream would be if God said, oh, what do you want? And I'll give you anything you want. I would say, I would love to have be a spokesperson for like a BMW or, you know what I mean? Or like, I'd be the voice.
Luxury SUV.
Yes. Luxury SUV. Give me a Mercedes. Like, to be that voice where, like, the Allstate dude, like, you know, like,
the voice where people go, oh my God, I know who that is. You got that one solid gig that everybody understands. That's Cynthia.
The Cynthia, the James Earl Jones, the Morgan Freeman. Yeah.
Yeah,
go big or go home.
Right. No, hey, it's good to have the big goal because I think, you know, that's where it's like, you know, you take the stepping stones to get to that.
And of course,
you already have some giant stepping stones. And I think it's just a matter now of exploring. And, you know, you can go ahead and you can find, I'm sure, a ton of different stuff online, whether it's a podcast about voiceover and how other people have navigated things. But, you know, like, writing the material, like, if, you know, it can be just a matter of like just searching through on your own backyard.
Absolutely. So don't
be scared. And I'm sure you're not. You probably have way more connections to people than you're even aware of people that might be able to use you right now.
So it's like
I'm sure you're telling people that you're, you know, exploring all of this, but make sure that you're yelling it from the rooftops, because you're
very
and you're very driven. And I think that it's like a matter of time, right? It's a matter of people seeing that, understanding, oh man, I didn't even know I could use her. Let's go ahead and explore. You're taking all the right steps, but just you're letting your voice actually be heard and shouting it from the rooftops of what you're doing. Don't hold it back.
Okay. I'm trying to break out of my shell a little bit. And
I don't even think you really need to, because in the way of like making sure that people are aware. But I think, like, you know, again, the passion, the drive, the confidence, the want is all there.
So it
is now just letting yourself be out there for everybody else to see it. Because I really don't think it's going to be like you just being in front of that right person, and it's going to connect to start. And then it's like, okay, well now what do I do from here? You know, where can I go? How can I become James Earl Jones, but Cynthia? And I think that, you're well on your way. I mean, you're taking some really great steps, I think, personally, and it's a lot of stuff that others might be a little bit frightened. It's like investing in yourself. But just like I've said to so many before, it's you. And if you're the business, nobody else is going to put the effort in.
Right.
You have to do it. And if you hesitate, or if you put it down for a second, and the moment you put it aside, it like just sits there, you know that.
So just like
when you were like, I got to go back to school and I got to better myself and I got to get to the gym and I got to same thing here. It's just making sure that you're out there and you're putting the lipstick on voiceover.
Definitely. Because I was approached during COVID actually we were actually catered a luncheon and the guy that works at it was King Creative, Ready Radio. He's like got a studio here and a local studio here in Wilmington, Delaware. And he called me and he goes, I got a nonprofit commercial. I would love to put you in the booth for it. And he put me in the booth and he taught me stuff. He taught me about your voice and inflection and animation and all of that stuff. And, he taught me so much. And he was like, oh, send me an invoice. And I said to him, I said, this is my first real like gig, like really officially being in the booth. And I said, I've been taught, studying business. Sometimes it's not the money. Sometimes it's the experience. Sometimes it's the point of reference, the contact. So I'd rather not. You hold on to that invoice, but I'll be calling you back, because I'm going to go and hone my voice and I'm going to get it up to where I need it to be. I had issues with breath. I had issues with, speaking and reading long lines without, interruption and things like that, the pointers that he gave me. So when I came back to him right after I got my certificate, I went back to him, called him up, and I said, hey, Chris. And he goes, I'd know that voice anywhere. And he goes, how are you doing? And I said, well, I've got a demo. I've got a website. He goes, send it to me. He says, send it to me. I've got a movie. We're filming a movie starting November. Come down to the red carpet. Went down the red carpet. He's like, here, we're having business network meetings. I want you to go every third Tuesday. I want you to do that. Talking to people. This local guy does a local thing. He heard me order a sandwich. He was like, come in my studio. I want to talk to you about, maybe doing something. So now that I've taken these concrete steps to actually trying to hone this craft, I'm following up on these types of things.
Good.
So, I mean, but it's little stuff. And I've gotten some private invitations on voices.com. Cool. But I got to use my common sense on those things. Because the first one I got, it was a 30,000 word project. And it was like, I think it was like 10 and a half hours of final. And I said, that's a lot of my words. for like, it was like $1,500. I said, those are just too many of my words out in the universe with AI and all. I might be healing myself. You know what I mean? So I thought, no, that's not good. Then I got a second one yesterday and I thought it said 18,000. So I said, maybe they're going down on words. But when I zeroed in and used my glasses, I saw it was 180,000. I said, they'll become Cynthia Barrow. I can't do it.
Right, I can't do it. But the good thing is like there's things coming your way. Right.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, and that the thing is like you get to be a little picky, a little bit choosy, you know. So, you know, I think it's again, you're taking all the right steps. It's a matter of time. And, you know, like the connections that you've got already in place. I mean, imagine what you start talking about it even more, how many you're going to have. So I'm excited for you.
But I hope so. I just don't know where to go to actually find all these connects because I'm, you know, working in legal, you're like a little skeptical about people and you got to make sure they're legit. And Tina is a wonderful resource. And she did tell me she subscribed to voices.com. Mm-hmm. And I saw that they have work. They send emails and they have a lot of gigs. And for now, I'm not really having money coming in. So I'm kind of, you know, I'm tightening my purse strings a little bit right now until I can float until next year and get my Social Security.
Well, the other thing too, don't forget, I mean, just be reaching out to the businesses and like the colleges and like the studios around you, because I mean, you never know who's looking for
Okay, I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah, just like you've been doing. It's like just let them know, hey, this is who I am, this is what I've done, and this is what I'm exploring. And you know, if you could utilize me in any kind of way or get me in touch with somebody who I could send my demo to, I'd love to talk to them. You know, and that's always the great first step to start to really just open a door. So let that be the next, you know, stepping stone to guide you. But I'm glad that we could spend some time this morning.
And absolutely.
Listen, don't be a stranger. Marissa@voices.com. You know, if you've ever got questions or something, or you want to even just like shoot audio my way or something, I'd love to hear it. And, you know, go continue to make us proud. And we've got a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio coming at you next week. If you have anything that you want to throw our way, hit me up at Marissa@voicecoaches.com.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.